161. And this is the end of the football stretch, really. I feel like this is, it's just been football.
Unfortunately.
Football, nonstop. We have the playoff Thursday and Friday, then we have the NFL playoffs.
We could finally stop talking about the Jets and Giants after today.
After today, we're going to stop talking about the Jets and the Giants. Thank God. Jets are conducting interviews. They're interviewing horrible candidates. Truly horrible candidates.
They really got that 13, 16-year-old really running the show, it seems like. I'm so sick of this.
If Rick Johnson had the courage, he would hire Rex Ryan right now. If he had the courage.
Got a losing record as a head coach all time. You want to bring him in? He's 46-50, all right? We didn't win with him in 2010. We're not doing it again in 2025, right?
Just give him Hard Knocks again. I want to see. I'd kill for another Rex Ryan season on Hard Knocks.
Go get a snack.
Let's go get a goddamn snack. Love it. Giants bringing back Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. John Mara had some very interesting.
That might be even worse.
John Mara had some very interesting comments. We will touch up on those. Playoff predictions. We will give our bets for the Super Wild Card Weekend. I keep on forgetting that they always call it that. Super Wild Card Weekend, which I love.
Yeah.
Just means more football. More football.
More football.
More football. Gotta love it. We will also recap the quarterfinal games of the college football playoff. We will preview the Final Four, Penn State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Texas. We will give our best bets for those games as well. Tim, your Cavs have a big one tonight.
Huge. Biggest one of the year.
Huge one. Two of the best teams in the league going at it tonight. Cavs, Thunder. Knicks have not been great.
No. I mean, well, they were. They were on a good stretch. They were on a 9-game win streak, and then it kind of fell off a little bit. They'll get back.
They'll get back. They take on the Toronto Raptors tonight. Hopefully, Cat and Deuce are healthy. And, yeah, I think that's all we got, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot to get to, so let's get to it.
Let's get right into it. The Giants are bringing back Joe Shane and Brian Daboll for another year. Felt like this was I knew this was going to happen because he hinted at it in the fall. He was like, John Mara's like, I'm not getting in the way. And I seriously think that he only brought them back because he doesn't want to go through another hiring process for the third time in 5 years. But here's my thing. You know, you go from, and I'm going to go from backwards, from latest record to recent record. You go from 3 wins to 6 wins to 9 wins, making the playoffs and getting embarrassed by your division rival in the playoffs.
After
winning a game, yes, but come on. So this regime has been known for not winning games against divisional opponents, not winning games at home. What else is there?
Not winning at all.
Not winning at all, basically. Whenever they face the smallest bit of adversity, this team lays down and dies.
Crumbles.
How you respond with a new roster after getting mollywopped by the Philadelphia Eagles, how do you respond? Oh, yeah, you lose 40-0 at home against the Dallas Cowboys. However, Amara must see something. He must be seeing something, and I mean that in the most sarcastic way possible, because what is there to see?
He's sick and tired of losing, and he changes nothing. Nothing.
Changes absolutely nothing. And now he's basically saying, I better see an improved team or you're gone. Which kind of leads me to
believe. I thought that was this year's thing. I thought that was going into this year.
Which kind of leads me to believe that they're not going to draft a quarterback. They're going to sign a bridge quarterback and probably draft Travis
Jameis Winston.
Oh my God, that'd be a disaster. But
you see a lot of touchdowns from neighbors, though.
I love the guy, but come on now. I love the guy, but come on now.
Famous Jameis.
Yeah, but my thing is, if they draft a quarterback this year,
the draft kind of sucks for quarterbacks. What are you going to take, Carson Beck? I mean,
no. Oh my
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Well, it depends on what Cleveland does. Because if they feel that, I know they restructured the contract at Watson, and he just had a setback with his Achilles injury. So if he's not ready to go, So if he's not ready to go, then what's the plan? What's the deal? I think you might have to go with Travis Hunter and play him as receiver.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of question marks going in this draft.
I really don't know. But there's so many, but here's the thing. If you draft a quarterback and John Mara is expecting a better roster, My thing is, if they suck, which they probably will, okay, let's all be honest here, they're probably going to suck. Have you seen the schedule? Have you seen this? For those who haven't seen the Giants schedule, I'm gonna pull it up right now. Let's see. I get the text notifications from the Giants, and I don't like it. Road opponents. So the three divisional, and then we have the Bears, the Broncos, the Lions, Raiders, Saints, Pats. We went 1-8 in home, or 1-7 in home this year.
Something like that.
I don't see it. If you thought that was bad, three divisional opponents: Packers, Vikings, Chiefs, Chargers, Niners.
You might not win a game.
And John Mara expects to put out a good product in the field. John Mara, this is do or die for Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. And the only reason why Joe Shane still has a job is solely because of this year's draft class hitting. Like, he hit on almost every single draft pick in this draft class.
And it also could be, look at what's going on in the team that's in the same stadium. They're a fucking, Jets are a mess. They don't even have a general manager.
So bad.
Like, we don't have anything. I don't know what the plan is.
I don't understand how you're conducting head coaching interviews when you haven't even hired a GM.
That is what blows my mind. That's like the icing on the cake for me. Is I have no idea who's conducting. I mean, it's ownership, I guess. But there's no general manager.
Woody and Brick?
Because that's worked out so much in the past. I mean, I don't know what the plan is moving forward. You don't have a quarterback going in next year. Everyone's saying that was Rodgers' last game. Thank God.
Oh, my God.
But now it's what's the next step?
He got his 500th. He's done.
What's the next step? I don't know. I at least you have some sort of direction. Like, and the Jets, Jets really got nowhere.
Then you have the Garrett Wilson rumor, like if he basically saying, like, if Aaron Rodgers is back, get me out of here.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
There's a lot to go on.
I mean, the defense. Yeah. The only one that said they wanted to stay was Sauce Gardner, who I know people are going to say he had a bad year. On paper, it actually wasn't terrible, but his standards, yeah.
Tim.
You got to look at the numbers, Stan. You really got to look at the numbers. They're not awful.
I mean, you can look at the numbers all you want, but if you just look from just the eye test,
you look at the eye test, the whole defense was fucking awful. I mean, there wasn't a bright spot at all. Jamie Sherwood had 140 tackles. Yeah, I mean, that's good on paper. Here we go, another one. Yeah, good on paper, right? He was not good at all this year.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. Black Monday. Well, not really. There weren't that many firings on Black Monday. Well, there were a lot of firings.
Yeah.
The other day.
A few that I didn't really make sense to me. Gerard Mayo, he had 1 year. I don't get that.
I think they're rolling out the red carpet for... But my thing with Gerard Mayo... Here's my thing with Mayo.
They didn't give him a chance. They didn't give him a fighting chance at all.
No. He kind of screwed himself. If I'm going to be honest, he kind of screwed himself. Because number one, he goes into this year, you have... I'd say from the games that he's played, Drake looked good. You have a stud rookie quarterback, and I get that you want to bench him to develop, but there's really, like...
It's hard to put him out there with the surrounding product. It is, because the other guys, like, in the field, but I understand what you're saying.
Playing Jacoby was like, eh, and then you kind of bring him in, and, you know, he hasn't really had, like, game action. Like, he didn't have game action. I think his one was, like, going in like, the last drive of the game when they played you guys on that Thursday night game. And then, like, he looked all right. But still, like, it's just, like, you got to throw him out there. And then, second of all, I think the icing on the cake was, I think Gerard Mayo knew he was gone. He was sort of losing that locker room a little bit. And his fuck you was like, all right, let's win this game. Like, let's go win this game.
But again, they didn't give him a fighting chance. You give him one season with a shit roster. What do you expect, really? And then you go to the same thing. I get, you know, but again, you could say the same thing for Oakland. Well, not Oakland anymore. Vegas. Obviously, but they're Vegas, yeah.
Honestly, I'm all for the Giants bringing in Antonio Pierce.
I don't think he's a bad coach.
He's a good coordinator. The head coach was sort of mad.
But again it's another situation. They gave him a shit roster. There's nothing he could do. Yeah. Aiden O'Connell, a quarterback? I don't know what the game plan there was.
But here's the thing, though. When Antonio Pierce took over, they were able to build and get – I think they won, like, what? Like, 6-7 games total.
Yeah, but they –
Plus, it was a very tough time because, you know, he was the one that kind of stepped up. Like, not, like, against McDaniels, but, like, you know that story where he was telling the – where he was basically, like, you know, like, we rallied when I was with the Giants. We beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And then McDaniels was like, don't ever disrespect the New England Patriots like that ever again, which is fucking insane, by the way. And I don't think he deserves a job ever. Get ready to learn Chapel Hill, Josh McDaniels. But nonetheless, I just think it had to be done. I don't know. Because I think he was taking into account – I think Mark Davis was taking into account how they were able to rally. They were able to rally during – you know, when he was interim and win a couple games, they beat the Chiefs on Christmas.
But they got worse.
And then, yeah, then they got worse.
You got worse. So I think, you lose Josh Jacobs. That's already probably your top getter. Like, that's your guy.
Yeah.
But, it was the run game you were relying on so heavily. Aiden O'Connell's not a good quarterback. Gardner Minshew is not a good quarterback. Like, they didn't have many options. They lost Devontae Adams.
Well, yeah, they traded Devontae Adams. Exactly. I mean, look how that worked out for him. look how that worked out.
We don't have to go there.
Other firings. This one is not surprising at all.
What was it?
Doug Peterson fired.
Yeah.
And did you hear about what Khan did?
No.
Oh my God. He was on a Zoom call and Balky was on. Balky's the GM of the Jaguars.
Yeah.
And he said, and basically he was kind of asked, like, why fire Doug but not fire Balky? And Khan said on the call with Balky, like, Balky's on the call. And he said, if the coach that I hire has a good pitch that will lead this franchise into a different direction, I will fire Balky.
Damn. But you know what?
Him on the call.
At least let it be known. That's kind of a baller.
I mean, it is, but like, come on. Like, what are you doing?
Well, that place is a whole, they're a whole dumpster fire. Yeah. I mean, that's another.
I still think, though, that Ben Johnson's the hire to make in Jacksonville.
Probably.
I think he's the hire to make. And probably. Especially now how that division is a revolving door with the Texans not really doing too hot, CJ Stroud having a sophomore slump, the Colts have the Titans suck. Like, there's really
– it's ever going to be good?
I don't know.
They feel like they should be better than they are.
They should be better than they are. And it's a disaster over there.
Yeah.
Like, it is really –
Anthony Richardson's like, opening day quarterback, they said.
With Pat – you heard, saw the shit with McAfee?
What do you say?
McAfee has his own lower suite at behind the goalpost at Lucas Oil. Not a single person was in that suite week 18. Like, he refused to go. He was like, put a better product in the field, I'll go.
I don't blame him.
And again, people gave McAfee shit for the Anthony Richardson tap on the head, give up, like need a breather. Like, that was
off. You don't do that. You're a quarterback.
Especially your second-year quarterback.
Yeah, just go run the ball. You don't even got to do it. Just take a snap, run the ball, stand there.
I don't know. All right, let's get to the playoffs. Are we surprised about some teams? Are we shocked that Zach Taylor still has a job? Like, I feel like this, I don't know. The fact that...
I wanted Cincy in. I did,
but I feel like the Broncos might make some noise. So let's just get it started. First game, a tradition like no other. The Houston Texans getting the Saturday 4:30 game. I love it. I just love how, like, their last, like, 8 playoff games have been
Saturday.
Well, not four. Like their opening playoff game. I'm telling you right now, the Houston Texans end up being the 1 seed in the 2 seed in the AFC. They're going to give them the Saturday 4:30. Like, there's no doubt about it. So, Chargers favored by 3. Pretty low total, I believe. The total is at 42. You can, 42 and a half, depends on which book you want. Tim, what are we thinking for this one? I feel like this game has a lot of...
They're known for choking, the Chargers, but... I'll tell you what, Harbaugh's done a great job this year, and I, you know, as much as Oregon let me down, and there's two Ducks quarterbacks in this playoffs, and I'm gonna roll with this one. I feel like Justin Herbert finally takes a little leap this year. I think they takes that step that everyone's looking for him to take in the playoffs, especially. I think they get it done. Honestly, I really like what they've been doing this year. Shout out Terrence, because you know he's a Chargers fan.
Yes, Terrence, shout out him. Also, you mentioned Oregon. I never really told you. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We'll get to it, but I'm sorry.
Dan Lanning didn't prepare.
I bet on Ohio State as an emotional hedge because I was like, I just know this is going to happen. Like, this is going
to be. They just do it. They do it every year. We'll get to it later, but they do it every year.
It happens. So what are you rolling with the Chargers here? There's a lot of data here. So Justin Herbert as a road favorite, 7-1 against the spread in his last eight. Herbert in his career is 14-9, but 7-1 in his last eight. Herbert is also 12-4 against the spread in his career as a road favorite playing in the Eastern or Central Standard Time Zone. So that's also something to take into account. I know the Texans' defense is pretty good. They also, there's a lot of metrics that I wrote down, and I'll be honest, I have no idea what they mean, so I'm just going to throw out the notes here. I'm going to go with the Chargers minus the 3. I think that after what I saw with what the Ravens did to the Texans on Christmas, I just think that this team is just broken. Like, I'm being serious. And I know they get the win with the backups against the Titans, and they're dealing with a lot of injury. They're depleted at receiver. Tank Dell hurt. Stephon Diggs hurt. It's basically going to be CJ DeNico, and then you're just going to run the ball with Joe Mixon. That's kind of only the three guys you got to worry about, really, that are going to make plays. So the Texans need some guys to step up. I don't think that they're going to step up.
Neither do
I. I'm going to take the Chargers. Expected to be low scoring. I wouldn't be shocked if it's like the Texans have like a very good first half. They're one of the best first half teams in football. But on top of that, they're one of the worst second half teams in football. And the Chargers are also one of the best second half teams. The Texans struggle in the second half. Chargers are sort of in the middle for second half, but I'm taking the Chargers here. I think that, honestly, this is my sleeper team. I would not be shocked if the Los Angeles Chargers make at least the AFC Championship.
I'm with you.
I'm not kidding.
I'm with you.
I would not be shocked. I saw the hypothetical line being they would take on the Chiefs, obviously, because I believe they'd be the lowest seed. I think they're already the lowest. But I think Ravens are going to fucking mollywop the Steelers, and I think the Bills are going to mollywop the Broncos.
Well, we'll see. But, I mean, Lamar has some problems playing against Pittsburgh. I know. I'm with you. I think the Ravens win too.
Yeah, but come on. Yeah, so I'm thinking the Chargers here. I saw like the hypothetical line being +5.5 for Chiefs Chargers, and I'm like,
really?
Chargers 5.5 point underdogs, and you're playing your division opponent for the third time. Come on now.
I think Chargers sneaky Super Bowl pick.
I have something bold to say, and I will say
it. Are we just going to run with it?
This Chargers team reminds me of what the Bengals did with Burrow to make the Super Bowl, where it was like they were sort of like the sneaky, not like sneaky, but they were getting attention. You know, everybody was loving Burrow. Everyone was loving Chase. And then, you know, they kind of.
Is Ladd McConkey Jamar Chase level?
I love Ladd McConkey, man. I just think that it's just funny to me how Harbaugh, like year one back
turned,
in the NFL.
Completely turned it around.
Turned this franchise from a laughing stock to
a serious contender.
We're talking about possibly going to the Super Bowl. Like this
is that our dark horse team? Are we just going to roll with them?
I don't even say dark horse. I think this team's
right here, going. Right now, right here, right now, we're saying it.
Here's the thing, if you think about this. Let's say they beat the Chiefs in the divisional. They're going up against Baltimore or Buffalo.
Buffalo. I don't love Buffalo at all. I know hate Buffalo to begin with.
You kind of hope Baltimore wins that game, considering the fact that the Chargers already played Baltimore. So then you already have film.
Yeah.
You already have film on them. Buffalo is different. I don't think they've played each other this year.
And no one wants to go play in Buffalo, but
no one wants to go play in Buffalo. That is
only the Chiefs do. It's only the Chiefs that want to go there.
That is true. That is true. Both the Texans and the Chargers are on short rest as well. Under D'Amico Ryans, this is where I was sold. Under D'Amico Ryans, the Texans have played 5 games on short rest, 1-4 straight up against the spread. That one win came last season. This year on short rest, they are 0-4 straight up and against the spread. On the other side, Jim Harbaugh, a perfect 3-0 straight up and against the spread. Give us the Chargers minus the 3. Next up, we have the Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ravens favored by 9.5 total, set at 43.5. Tim, do we expect a Steelers cover, Ravens straight up win, or do we just see a Ravens dominant
performance? I'm thinking Ravens dominant performance. We see the over here. I think, listen, they've had so many chances in the past few years. We thought maybe they were going to win it last year, even 2 years ago. Like, They've been one of the teams that's just been, can the Ravens get it done? Is it going to be their year this year? Is Lamar finally going to show up in the playoffs? You know, I'm not betting against a two-time MVP. And probably should be three-time this year. He's not going to win it. I think they get the
O.I. Yeah, kind of bullshit.
Yeah, I know. But I think, well, if anything, it should be Joe Burrow. But whatever.
Yes.
Well, I think the Ravens get it done. I think they get it done in dominant Ravens fashion. And I'm high on them. But you know I've always been high on them, Stan. I love watching Lamar play, and I think they get it done.
I'm gonna take the Ravens here, and I might even take the -9. If the Steelers close as 9.5-point underdogs, which it looks like they might, it would be their biggest underdog ever against the Ravens since 1996, when the Ravens were established. Under Mike Tomlin, the Steelers are 13-4 straight up, 7-9-1 against the spread as an underdog of 7 or more. As a dog of 8 points or more, Tomlin, 1-8 straight up, with the only win coming against the Bucs in 2022. They have not won or covered a playoff game since 2017.
It's been a while.
It has definitely been a while. I just got a very scary call from definitely a military recruiter. I don't know.
The Marines need you.
I'm not dying for oil, buddy. I'll tell you what.
I was gonna say the same thing.
You don't need me.
I'm good at this. I'm not good at that.
I'm good at that. Yeah. This country needs sports talk.
Yeah. I have a terrible KD in Call of Duty. They don't need me in the battlefield.
stick to sports.
That's what they're calling to tell you. Anyone's like, please don't enlist. Like, we don't need you. Just a heads up.
Yeah, but I'm going with the Ravens here. I think 20-5 against the spread at night. I feel it's pretty big. Although that 0-2 in night playoff games, straight up and against the spread. Lost to Buffalo, lost to Tennessee. Remember that Derrick
yes,
Henry
I
going
do.
Off game? Yes, but I just think that the Ravens are the far more talented team. And again, the Ravens also did not have Derrick Henry for either of those two games. I think Derrick Henry is going to control the tempo here. Give me the Ravens -9. I think it should not even be.
I think
close.
Once they get a lead, it's going to be Derrick Henry all the way, and he's just going to take it to the
promised land. I'd also lean towards the under.
I like the over. I think the Ravens just pummel on them.
Yeah, but Russ could not move the ball down the field against the fucking Bengals. Like,
yeah,
come on.
Come on. We've seen Dangerous, though. Dangerous.
Stop it.
We've seen
Stop
him.
That's disgusting.
He's going to eat right, some Subway Sunday. Before the game get going.
Danger Witch, baby. that commercial was like.
You got the Draymond Green one.
I did get the Draymond. It was a fucking cheesesteak. Like, it wasn't like it was.
Let me get the Draymond. Like, what the hell
yeah,
is
but
that?
Like you, no, but like, I no, I did. I never said that. It was
I
another
know.
Person. Yeah, I also like tricked him into saying that. Like, you know, like you have to like say the ingredients. I know you're Mr. Subway over here.
Buddy, I ate fresh 2 days ago. I am Mr. They should sponsor me.
I have not had Subway in a while. I've been gearing more towards Mike's.
Everyone does, but it's just so good. I mean, I work right across the street over the wintertime, and so I just walk right across. Let me get a nice Subway sandwich. They got new ghost pepper bread. It's
the
yes.
ghost pepper bread. I hear it's pretty good. Knowing the AI clips, like I can't generate it, like half of these clips are definitely going to be about that conversation we
the
just
dangerous.
Had.
The dangerous.
Tim and Danny's thoughts on the ghost pepper Subway bread.
Danger witch.
Be like, what did I say? I kid you not. I'm going to generate the clips, and that's going to pop up. All right, next up, Broncos Bills. Bills are favored by 8.5, 9 on some books. Total set of 47.5.
They're covering the fucking spread. Bills are going to win this.
Yeah,
game.
I mean, it's a good story. It's a good story for Denver.
It's a
Don't
good first
get me wrong.
Year. It's a good first year of the rookie quarterback.
It's a great first year.
No positives take away here.
You also get a third place schedule next year.
Exactly.
Which is also pretty damn good if you think about it. I will say this, though. Bo Nix is the most profitable rookie quarterback against the spread. Was the most profitable rookie quarterback against the spread
yeah,
this
I don't
season.
Know. I don't know about this week. You know, weeks
he,
coming up.
Listen to this. Listen to this. He is the fourth rookie quarterback to cover 11 or more games in a season in the wild since 1990, joining 2012 Russell Wilson, 2012 Andrew Luck, and 2008 Joe Flacco.
Some good company.
That's some good company to be in. Overall, rookie quarterbacks are 5-12 straight up in the playoffs since 2010, but recently they have not performed terribly. CJ Stroud and Brock Purdy going 2-2 straight up. So maybe some recent trends here. I don't
No, I'm not buying it.
I still don't see it. I still don't see it. I know Sean Payton is pretty good against the spread on the road. I just don't see it.
It's Buffalo, and
it's a great story. It is a great story. Do not get me wrong. But it's a tough call.
It's coming to an end.
I could see the Broncos covering. Like
maybe. I don't even know if I see them covering. Yeah, I know. I don't think it's going to be like a close. You're like either sweating the coverage out at the end because they're up like 9 or 10. You're like, okay, we need to get this done. And then boom, field goal from the Broncos.
You know what I'm going to take here? I'm going to take the Bills second half spread. I feel like that's been a very profitable thing for Buffalo this year. 14-2 Second half spread this season. 14-2
Bills first quarter money line.
Ooh. Actually, no, that's not gonna be my let me see that. First quarter. That's like -230 Tim. I know. Come on.
I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you, Stan.
Yeah, second half -4.5
Feel like that's decent. Yeah, it's fine.
Go with that. It's a decent number. Yeah. All right, next Sunday game we have. This one is interesting considering the fact that Jalen Hurts might not play, Christian Watson's out. Eagles-Packers. Eagles favored by 4 will set at 45.5 I'm going to say it. I like the over.
Yeah.
I like the over here considering the fact that
Eagles get it done, but I do like the over.
I think the Eagles, I mean it depends on who's playing here.
I don't know if they need Jalen Hurts.
We saw what Jordan Love did in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Think about it. We saw what he did.
I don't know. I'm still riding with the Eagles. They're such a good team. They're so deep.
I'm going to try to find the data here. Overall, Jalen Hurts has faced Matt LaFleur. This is under the assumption that Jalen Hurts is playing against Matt LaFleur, 2-0 straight up and against the spread in those games, winning 34-29 and 40-33. Over.
Hammer the over
right now. And I get Matt LaFleur's, you know, success in the playoffs. Made that run last year. That's kind of when Jordan Love sort of introduced him. That's what got him his money.
Yep.
Beating the Cowboys. But who knows?
Which everyone does.
I think this one's tough, man. It's a tough call.
No, I'm taking the Eagles.
You're taking the I'll take the over. I'm not going to take a side. I'll just take the
Eagles
over.
Eagles and the over. And honestly, and give me the over in rushing yards for Saquon too. Yeah, I mean, they're going to hammer him.
Next up, Bucks, Commanders. Bucks favored by 3, total set at 50.
I got no clue, Stan. Yeah, that's about all I'm going to take. I got no ideas what in this game.
Again, there's not going to be much wind.
Mike Evans touchdown. There you go.
Wind 4 miles an hour. Two very high potent offenses. We know how bad the Commander secondary's been. But we also know the Bucks are somewhat depleted on defensive.
They're just one of those teams that got in, and you're just like, you know what? If you're Tampa Bay, you're happy. Division. Yeah, well, the division wasn't great.
I know the division wasn't great, Come on now. I can't believe the Giants. I mean, I can believe it, but I can't believe the Giants went winless against the NFC South this year.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
I can't believe it, but at the same time,
division, Stan. It's really not a good division to go winless against.
That is true. Trying to find some total trends, considering the fact that I love the over here. Like I'm being.
That's
serious.
All I know. I don't know anything. I wouldn't take anything else but the over. I'm being honest with you. Who knows? I really don't know.
I will say though, the Bucks struggle in night games. 0-4 straight up, 1-3 against the spread.
It's a rookie quarterback he's playing against. I mean, we'll see. I've never seen Jaden Daniels in the playoffs. I mean, I haven't seen the Commanders in the playoffs since they've been the Commanders.
They were the football team the last time they made the playoffs.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. They were the football team. This total is actually the biggest of the wild card weekend.
Makes sense.
It around. Since 2003, playoff totals of 50 or more are 28, 25, and 2 to the under. But if you split them up by indoor and outdoor games, 11-7 indoors, 21-14-2 outdoors.
Okay.
Outdoors, no wind, so it should be easy for the kickers. I know the Commanders have had some kicker issues.
It's going to be issues. They're just going to be cocking the ball up.
I love it. I love the total for this game. And then last but not least, Vikings, Rams. This is a pick'em. Like this is reached pick'em territory.
Give me Sammy Darnold, though. Come on. Let's not disrespect. They've been good all year.
It's a big story. It's a nice story.
They've been good at closing games out. They haven't been good at really winning by a lot, though. That's kind of the big thing for me.
I don't know what to think here. I really don't know. I don't know what to think.
I want this man to get paid. Give me the Vikings. I want this man to get his money.
Please speak to the Giants. These two teams did play this year. It was a 30-20 defeat for LA. Oh, I'm going to go with the Vikings, but don't gun to my head, Vikings. And
but
I don't
know.
I think it's because, you know, they've already had film. They have film on them already. Minnesota 26-9 straight up in one score games under Kevin O'Connell. Like
They just grind wins out. This is a team you can grind a win out against. Not a, you know, it's not something you really got to go toe for toe. So
I like it. I like
the Vikings.
It. All right, gun to head. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
Jeez.
And also, we have a Jet interview.
What?
The Jets are requesting an interview with Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo for their head coaching
position. Okay, I don't hate that.
Knows the market.
Yeah.
He knows the market very well.
Don't hate that.
Won two Super Bowls. He won one.
One,
I don't think he was with the other,
I'm going to gun to my head. I mean, everyone's going to say the fucking Chiefs just because it's the Chiefs. But honestly, this year, if I could see it happening, they finally got that running back. Give me the Ravens. They got so many weapons. Lamar's been fantastic. The defense has been holding up. I think they maybe get it done this year. So gun in my head, I'm picking the Ravens.
Does Derrick Henry win Super Bowl MVP? You can get that at plus 4,500.
That's a good, you know what? There you go. They make it all the way there. That's your Super Bowl MVP. So throw that down now.
Like, I know the injuries. I think the Lions win this. Give me Amon-Ra St. Brown as MVP as
well. All right. They got a bit of a depleted defense, but that offense is high-powered.
No matter how many times, like we've said, like, oh, the Lions are hurt, and they're hurt. Like, so many
they
guys
still win
hurt.
Games.
David Montgomery's coming back in the divisional round, number one. Number two, Alex Anzalone's. They're getting these guys back. Like, I don't understand why people
one
are
leg
like,
if they
oh,
get
they're
the
still
bowl.
Injured. But, dude, every time we've said that they're depleted,
They've won
games. Yep. The one time where we said that they were depleted was when they lost to the Bills. But I just don't see, again, it's the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you know that if we get a, I want to say, it was Chargers, Bills, Lions, and some, oh God, I'm blanking. And a Lions, Vikings, or Lions, Commanders have won. Yeah, if we somehow get a Lions, Vikings, NFC Championship game, because that's going to matter for reseeding. I think we need a Lions Vikings NFC Championship game if Washington or Green Bay beat either Tampa or
there's a lot Philly. That goes into it.
Because it's like it's the lowest seed plays the one
seed. And
that's
all new winner, right? Those are all new winners?
Yeah.
First time, right?
So we would be guaranteed a first-time Super Bowl winner.
It could be interesting. We'll see.
If we get the Chiefs knocked out in the divisional
round,
that'd be
great. Please.
That would be so great.
Anyone but them and the Bills.
Anyone. Yep, that is true. All right, let's go to some college football. This was let's start with Oregon because I feel like
Can't play defense, can't win football games, Stan. That's just all it was. Can't play defense, can't win football games. They didn't have a good plan. Dan Lanning admitted it, said he was underprepared, and he was. That's what happened. They got exposed defensively in the first quarter, and it just went completely downhill from there.
I think it was the most least shocking result of those three games, in my honest opinion, because I know my cousin even texted me, he's like, why is Ohio State favored by 2.5 in this game? And to be honest, if Will Howard did not slide and ran out the clock and wasn't a dumbass, maybe we'd be talking about a 1-seed Ohio State and an 8-seed Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Unfortunately, we're not. And we're talking about Ohio State moving on.
And we're talking, and I have a future on Ohio State as well. I did not think it'd be dominant. Number one, and I think, to be honest, Ohio State is honestly the team that has the most to play for. Because let's be honest, Ryan Day is coaching for his job.
Yep.
He is coaching for his job, number one. Number two, if you're a Michigan fan, you're hoping Ohio State wins this whole thing. That way, Ryan Day stays.
Comes back.
You can
exactly.
Just keep on beating him. But Ryan Day's was on the fence, like very close to losing his job. I think just the receiving room is so much more talented. Jeremiah Smith, Emeka Egbuka, the running back. Like, again, I said this when I placed the future on Ohio State. They got guys that they didn't like win the portal like Ole Miss, where they just got like a bunch of guys and just said,
they got the right guys.
I play. Like, they got the best players at positions that they needed to be successful at. Caleb Downs is the best safety in the country. The running back tandem of Travion Henderson, who was at Ohio State last year, and Quinshon Judkins, the Ole Miss transfer, insane. Will Howard, he's had his low moments.
He's had his highs.
Him in that Rose Bowl. Ooh. In that Rose Bowl was
Oregon
incredible.
Had not played a game really from behind all year. I mean, this is the first time they were behind the eight ball. I don't think they were prepared. And Dan Lanning, again, just did not have a good enough scheme. Because once you're down and you got to come back, and they just took the foot off the gas pedal, and that's what happened. So,
yeah.
Good win for Ohio State. I don't want to see them win, but good win for Ohio State. I'm with you now, Stan. I think I'm running with you. It's going to be – and Aileen's dad's going to Miami for the game.
I know that it's in Texas, I thought.
No, one of them. I don't know. She's going to –
It's in the Cotton Bowl. Ohio State's in the Cotton Bowl against
Texas. No. I know. I'm talking to the other one. I'm riding with you, buddy.
Just pulled up to Penn State. You know that I can't wait. Yeah, I got Nittany Lion fever, baby.
I'm with you now.
I'm in a very awful predicament.
Oh, I know you are. I wanted to bring that up because now you got
because
the
Because I have this Ohio State future, and I would greatly appreciate if Ohio State wins this. Number two, in our like pre-bracket when the bracket was revealed.
Yep.
I took Texas to win the whole thing. So now Ohio State's playing Texas. And third, this is a Penn State family, even though I do have the Duke gear on.
We can go back to week two. You've been pulling for Penn State. So,
dude, I think it all comes back to how Aller played against West Virginia in that first game. Because they were favored by like 6.5. Everyone was like, West Virginia's a sharp. And Aller just freaking was like, don't dot. Like,
all right, well, now we can go in. Let's go right into that one. Who do you think's taking that game? Is it the Nittany Lions or the Fighting Irish?
This is so tough because I've been fading Notre Dame all playoff, and I've been falling for it every single time. Penn State's favored by 1.5. It's been flip-flopped all over the place. Right now, Notre Dame's favored by 1.5. I saw yesterday Penn State was favored. So let's just call this a pick 'em. God, this one is so tough.
Penn State by alternative spread of 3.5?
As an emotional hedge, give me the Irish.
Do it. I don't like them.
I think that they...
No one wants a fucking non-conference team to win, all right? No one. Other than this town, no one wants a non-conference team to win.
I'll say this. When I look at who Notre Dame has played this playoff, let's face it, Indiana, they were a good team. And they dominated them in every shape, way, and form. Number two, they beat Georgia. And now, granted, Georgia did have a backup quarterback, but let's be honest, Gunnar Stockton was slinging the ball.
Better than Carson Beck.
Everyone thought that Georgia was just going to fucking mollywob Notre Dame.
Didn't happen.
And that did not happen. Penn State has played SMU, where some teams have thought, some teams and some coaches and some other college football fans out there feel like, hey, SMU should not have been in that playoff. Then you play Boise State, who hasn't really been not like been up to par, but like, you know, their one loss was to Oregon at the time, but still there was a talent gap between Boise State and Penn State. I think these two teams are very level, but I think in regards to who Notre Dame has played, I'm taking Notre Dame, which is unfortunate, but I'm taking Notre Dame.
You know what, Stan? I can't do it in my all good consciousness because I hate them, and I'm going to keep your train rolling. It's Nittany Lion fever over here. Think Penn State gets it done.
I would be very happy if Penn State wins this game, but I just don't see it right now. Well, and honestly, my opinion can definitely change within the next 24, 25, 28 hours.
Well, let me ask you right now. Let me ask you right now. This is the winner is coming from which game? Penn State, Notre Dame, or Texas, Ohio State?
Ohio State, Texas.
Okay, I sort of think the same thing. So then I honestly think right now, no matter...
I think the Buckeyes fucking roll. Like, they kill them. Like, it's not even going to be
Texas?
A game. Yeah, like, it's not even going to be a contest. Like, I'm telling you right now.
Well, then, here's my question
the
to you.
Fact, if here's it, my thing. Texas technically has home field advantage here, considering the fact that that the game's in Dallas. That's number one. And the fact that Ohio State is favored by, like, what, 5, 6?
Yeah.
Come on. And Quinn,
I thought
the game against Arizona State, probably the one of the best college football playoff game since the adaptation of the college football playoff.
I really thought Arizona State was going to win that game.
I'd give it number two. Number one, without a doubt, Georgia, Oklahoma, Rose Bowl. That was the greatest college football game I think I've ever seen. And before all you old heads and when we post this on TikTok, some are like, oh, 2006 Rose Bowl. I'm like, yeah, I was 4 years old. Like, I don't remember that. So my dream college football game is that Georgia, Oklahoma, Rose Bowl. But anyway, I'm just not impressed with Texas. And I just think that they're an undisciplined team. They committed stupid penalties and almost really like cost them the game. Hey, let's just be honest here. They call targeting. We're talking about Ohio State, Arizona State right
and,
now.
And then, I mean, where do we go from there? You think Arizona State sneaks that one out?
They got bailed out by that. It was so stupid. I took ASU to cover, but still. I think I have an Ohio State Notre Dame final. Like, that's sort of where I'm at.
I have Ohio State Penn State, but I'm with you. I don't think anyone beats Ohio State. I think Oregon had the best shot. They came unprepared. That's what happens. And I don't think I mean, you could say these teams can learn from it, but in no way do I want to see a non-conference team win. I really hate the Nittany Lions. I mean, the Fightin' Irish, but
I think this Penn State Notre Dame game brings back like a lot of nostalgia for people in their like 40s, maybe even 50s, because like during the 80s and the 90s,
those were the teams.
Like, that is going to bring back a lot of.
That's going to be the most watched game by far.
It's going to be the most watched game, absolutely. I can't wait. Like, I'm very excited, but like, I just think that Notre Dame's just going to sneak it out.
I'm going to take Penn State. I mean, it's really going to be like a one-point game.
Yeah, but I just think that Notre Dame has played. They've played better talented teams.
Does that maybe hurt them a little bit because maybe they're a little more banged up? I know they've had a lot of rest, but it's just.
Well, here's the thing: Notre Dame's at the disadvantage with rest.
Yeah. You're right.
Because of the attack, because they delayed the game. But I still think Notre Dame squeaks us out. And I just don't trust James Franklin against a power team. Like, I don't.
We'll have to see.
I don't trust it. I don't trust it. All right. So we have, let's talk some basketball while we're at it. Sorry, your Cavs, Tim. Game of the year tonight. It's on national television. Thank God.
Finally, first time ever. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah, like, we're 31-4. We got one nationally televised game. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's absurd. I mean, you know why, though. Come on.
Well, I get
LeBron and Steph. If LeBron and Steph Curry are no longer in the league, you guys would be having it. I get it.
Obviously. But they wonder why ratings are low.
Yeah, exactly. Like, no one wants to see.
Not anymore.
Rui Hachimura, brick.
Not another year of that.
I can't. We can't do it. Anyway, the Cavs, Thunder.
Both undefeated versus Cavs undefeated against Western Conference opponents. Thunder undefeated against Eastern Conference opponents. One of them's going to get their first loss tonight. Yeah, I think the Cavs are going to win. I know everyone on social media doesn't think that. No one's going to agree with me on Twitter, obviously. I've had my fair share of arguments, but I'm trying to find. It's just
the line.
It's the number one offense versus the number one defense. And funny enough, the Cavs have a top, I think it's 7 defense in the league too. So it's just, it's 1A, 1B at what they do best. And then the Cavs are just better at the other side of the ball comparative to OKC. I don't know if they're going to be able to stop the four-headed monster. It's just what it is. There's 4 guys competing at an all-star level. And it's hard to contain them because you keep 2 on the floor at the same time with a bench that, honestly, Stan, if we're talking about best benches in the NBA, they really do have a hand in that conversation. They really do. With the number of guys, the names they have on that bench, I mean, it's just they can rotate guys. They play 11 guys every night. I feel the same thing's going to happen tonight. They did it against Boston when they beat them. I think they're going to do the same thing tonight.
Yeah.
So give me Cleveland.
I'm whipping out the quad box tonight. I'm very excited. 3 hoops games and the Thunder and the Cavs.
Yeah. There we go.
You know, it's big. You know, it's a big night in sports when I'm whipping out the quad box.
Only when you have to. There's so much going on. It's so hard to watch.
It's the greatest feature ESPN has ever came up with.
It's the
and
best,
I don't understand.
The best
how
is when like four things are going on at the same, but like four major things are going on at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like he hits a three. Oh, the dagger. It's like which game is even going on right now?
What game are you talking about? Yeah. Knicks, on the other hand.
Oh, I'd be remiss to mention, though, this would be the Cavs trying to snap a 14-game winning streak from OKC, and OKC, on the other hand, trying to snap the 9-game winning streak that Cleveland has right now. I will say, though, Cleveland in that 9-game winning streak has not beat an opponent by less than 10 points. So if you're looking at some crazy numbers there, they've really been running the floor, and it's been some good teams. So
okay. All right. Knicks, on the other hand, they take on the Raptors tonight.
If you lose that fucking game, the Raptors might be the worst team I've watched in a while. Like, they really stink. They stink at everything.
Both Cat and Deuce McBride are game-time decisions. I just think that this is just sort of, you know, what do you call it? It's just a lull.
You got to
expand
the bench,
straight. Yeah, you do have to expand the bench.
You can't keep playing all those guys so many minutes.
Tibbs is not going to do that.
Why not? Like, why not? This is what get me angry, a little angry if I was a Knicks fan. Just, you don't want to play these guys 40 minutes every night. You don't.
Here's the thing. My thing with Campaign is, and I like Campaign as a player. I think he's a solid backup point guard. But when he was on Philly last year, he didn't play the first two games. And then he played game three when they went back at Philly. Why? Because his home and road splits were absolutely abysmal. He was horrible on the road and outstanding at home. That game against OKC, my God. He was like a minus seven in like 6 minutes. I was like, holy shit. Like, get this guy off the floor.
Yeah.
Like, I know you want to rest Brunson. I know his calf isn't really 100% healthy, but you can't.
You need better options.
You can at least say you tried if you play Tyler Kolek. You can at least say you tried.
You don't need a lead Campaign out there.
And I think we could make a trade for a bench piece. And
I think Mitchell, you will.
Mitchell Robinson's, I don't know what the hell's going on with him. He was supposed to be back December or January, and it's
looking more like
January
February.
8th, and it's looking more like, who knows what the hell's going to happen, what's happening with him. But, and again, the fact that Cat, like, you don't trust Precious Achiuwa playing the five, you got to start Jericho Sims, who's just a walking negative.
Yeah, I wouldn't. That's a tough
sell.
I don't
understand. I really don't understand it. And, you know, while you have Dottier and Kolek fucking balling out in Westchester.
Yeah. Yo. Like, Cavs got some money guys in the G League, too. Well, I've been looking at the G League.
TJ Warren, too. Like, TJ Warren.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Pretty solid guy.
Go back to the bubble status.
Yeah, really. Bubble MVP, TJ Warren.
Well,
never forget.
We look around the league a little bit, and you look at some of these teams. Obviously, the West's a little tighter than the East, but who do you think is like a viable piece that the Knicks could go after? Because what do you really – I mean, you could definitely get a better backup point guard.
We could definitely.
Could you give up stuff for a guy like Davion Mitchell? I know his name always comes up in these conversations, but that'd be a good defensive guy to just put out there.
Yeah, but I feel – I don't know. I'm sort of just like, nothing comes to mind. Like, I would do unspeakable things for a guy like Herb Jones, but that's going to be like
a lot.
That's going to be a lot. I don't know. Like, I'm sort of just like, maybe
take D'Lo from Brooklyn.
I want nothing to do with that. I do not want Tank Commander D'Lo. Like, I'm trying to like look at like, does Phoenix have anyone? Like, that's where I'm like, eh.
Well, Bradley Beal's kind of Little stuff rolling around him.
He's on the way out. Like, they don't have anyone like that. Like,
Utah's looking to move guys, probably.
Yeah, but Danny Ainge is going to ask for, like, a fucking arm and a leg for their eighth man.
Yeah.
Like, that happens all the time. So, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Miami? I mean, if they want to really, like, blow it up. But I don't see that happening.
Well,
unless they want to trade Butler.
Jimmy's, clearly doesn't want to be there.
Yeah, obviously.
But who you even get then? It's just
I don't know.
There's gonna be some names thrown around.
I really don't know.
I mean, I could see some crazy stuff happening. You should be like Brandon Ingram to the Knicks.
No. How do you feel about Jimmy Butler? Where's the destination there?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I think with Jimmy Butler, Ryan Russillo said it best. It's a tough business being in the Jimmy Butler business because you know it's gonna end badly every single time. When he was in Chicago, I get it, because he was a trending star, and the Bulls wanted to go.
He's getting old now.
And the Bulls wanted to go in a completely different direction, and John Paxson was basically like, the best I could give you is an aging Dwayne Wade. And then he was like, all right, I'm out. Then went to Minnesota and went like scorched earth, calling Cat and Wiggins soft, and you know.
I mean, he's a bit of a problem, but
yeah. But then you know, Philly's fucked themselves basically.
Well, I mean, they fucked themselves a million times.
They made a bad investment. They invested in Simmons and Embiid, which at the time was somewhat the right decision. And then you know, when he was his time in Miami, he's always been an asshole, but he's just been the guy and has gone to two NBA finals with
them. He's not really the guy anymore.
Yeah, but like I think like a team that like need that not necessarily like needs him, but is like it's definitely going to be a team that's in the playoffs and has assets and is like, hey, we're a Jimmy Butler away from like really making a run at this thing. Maybe the Pistons are a major dark horse.
that's what I'm saying. Like
the Pistons are a major dark.
They have a lot of assets to give up.
I can see Houston.
Yeah, but I don't know if they want to break up too much.
Just because he's from there, that's where I'm at with what do you call it? No, I could see Golden State. It seems like they always want to be trading one of either Kuminga or Moody. Why not both?
Yeah, like that's, they both like stink.
That's sort of where I'm at with that. Like,
it's just a matter of who's going to take him on, and plus he's no move clause, right?
Yeah, but if the Clippers think that like they could try, like that's a good defensive lineup. Here's the thing: you got Jimmy Butler in the playoffs. You're getting a top ten player in the world.
100%
with his track record in the playoffs.
You just gotta get there first. Yeah, you just gotta get there.
Does
Orlando? Right? You don't think they? Well, Paolo's coming back this week. I saw.
Cleveland.
I thought about it. I really did, Stan. And you know what? I mulled over this for a little bit. My only concern is you're probably going to have to give up too much. And
here's the thing, though, too. You trade for him, you got to pay him.
Oh,
I
know.
No one wants to pay a 35-year-old Jimmy Butler $180 million.
No one does. But maybe Detroit does because they got some rising young stars and be good to have some stability at that position. I know guys like Tobias Harris have kind of stepped up and they're younger guy. I mean, Cade's playing out of his mind.
Yeah.
But a guy, it's a little, 3-pointer's not great in that sense if you have Cade and Jimmy on the floor, but the defense will be better. I feel like for me, maybe just because they're 8-2 in their last 10, but if the Pistons made a move at them, they'd be a really good team. And the East is pretty weak, so I could see them moving up.
I can see the Pistons making a move, definitely.
Like, they have the assets.
They do have the assets. And I know Jaden Ivey, like, what did he do? He just broke his leg?
Yeah. So.
Suck. Yeah.
That's not great.
Yeah. Not what you want. Anything else?
The Nuggets? Now I'm just thinking.
No.
Right? I mean, they're already so thin on the bench. The Lakers out of nowhere, probably.
Ew. I don't want to think about that. Fuck.
They've been good. They've been all right. They've been putting it together a little bit.
No. Anything else NBA wise?
Not that I can think of crazy.
Mike Brown got fired, but I feel like that happened.
Yeah, well,
that happened. But like,
everyone's getting fired.
Is the coach of the year a curse?
It has to be because it honestly, that like, I don't know how you blame him for how bad they're playing.
Yeah, I don't know.
You turn them around crazy, and then you're just like, you're gonna be like, you know what? Yeah. Now it's your fault after winning coach of the year, like. Yeah, and I understand the disgruntlement from the coaching, the whole coaching.
And I understand that, like, they're playing bad and you need a scapegoat, but, like, come on.
Dude, they just need to blow it up. I don't think they're very good. Like, they had the run.
Oh, come on. And people, a lot of people were big on them. And, like, here's the thing, though. Like, it's the clutch thing. Because it's like, you have two of the most clutch players in the league, in DeRozan and Fox, and then it turns into.
Who takes the shot?
That and you're like what like 1-11 in like clutch game situations, like it's
like a hot potato thing. It's like, I think
DeRozan's way too old.
He's kind of, well, if you had like Jimmy Butler instead of DeRozan, then it might be a little bit better there, but
maybe. I don't know.
I could see De'Aaron Fox going out the door.
I could, but actually, yeah, I could definitely
someone
that.
Could get a huge package for him. And yeah, you know what? I mean, I don't. Again, I'm going to bring up the Magic. I don't think they want
Orlando
to necessarily.
Magic.
But I think that could make sense.
They could.
That makes sense.
Maybe, honestly, this is like dark horse. Like,
oh, you hear it.
if the Spurs want...
You know what? I completely agree with what you're about. I would give up the Hall. Why not?
If the Spurs laid down the foundation. If they want like a two-headed monster with fucking Wemby and Fox and like CP coming off the bench.
Why not?
Come on.
You already laid the foundation down. Just put him out there. Just make the move.
Put him out there. You're like a second star. You're a second star away from being
you gotta think, like,
team.
You give it another year and then you got a top five player in the NBA.
My applause to whoever is going to play the San Antonio Spurs in a best of seven series and it will somehow beat them. Like, I don't understand.
It's gonna be a battle. That's for damn sure.
It's gonna be a war, and I can't wait.
Because if Wemby's just like, fuck it, give me the ball.
I would do a lot of unspeakable things for an OKC San Antonio conference final.
They would give them so many problems.
That's just gonna be pure. Like, if you're a basketball purist like us, like
Chet and Wemby hate each other. That would be must see TV every night.
I love it. I love it.
And you know what? It's crazy too, because you don't get any emotion at a Wemby. And then they go and they play play OKC. He's like, I just don't like that dude. It's like, I really just don't.
Do they actually hate each other?
Yeah, dude, they do not like each other.
Chet, Holmgren, Wemby, Wembanyama. They did fight earlier this year.
Mm-hmm. They do not like each other.
Interesting. Did not know that.
There you go.
Interesting. Wow. All right. Anything else NBA wise?
No, we could talk about some piss poor hockey if you want to do something in like 2 seconds.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right. Moving on. What I saw.
Yeah. We'll do it. You know what?
Let's talk about that real quick,
Stan. I just want to, we'll just say this about the hockey thing. Remember how we said they were really, really bad the last time we talked? Yeah, they're still really, really bad.
They're still terrible.
There you go. That's all you need to know. Shesterkin's hurt. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Great. Whatever. All right. Moving on. What I saw. We each have the same what I saw, more than likely. We want to thank you guys for coming out to our Grady's Castle. We had a very good crowd. I'd say about like 50
There was like 60 people there. 50, 60
people showing up in the house. Yeah. Oh, there was a decent. Yeah. I was shocked at the amount of people that were there. I thought I did well.
Dan, a fantastic job.
I thought
first
I did
stand
well.
Up routine, got some good laughs. It was funny jokes. It was just a great time. Stan pulled through. He did a great time. Great job up there. It was just a fantastic event.
Yeah, never doing that again. But
well, wait till next year.
But we could have be on the lookout though. Definitely more events in the future.
100%.
Maybe.
Why not?
I'm down. I'm Why all not? Down for it. And you got great deals.
Yeah.
Come on. Those
shout
those
out
great. Wings.
Yeah. I want to just thank Jay, Michelle. I mean,
Jay,
Gore
Michelle.
Family.
Oaks.
Just a thank you for hosting. You guys did a fantastic job. I just appreciate letting us have the event there. But it was a great event. Yes. Everyone, the turnout was good. The jokes were funny. And look for more stuff in the future. We'll definitely be looking out to do some more stuff, especially over the summer.
Can't wait. All right, Tim, you're what I saw from.
I went to a
it's got
to
be something
Grateful
other than,
Dead cover band, and it was fantastic. Stick. Like the guy next to me, I swear to God, I thought he was our buddy's dad. He was hitting the icky shuffle, hit me with some elbows. But the music
the icky
was
icky shuffle.
Yeah, the music was great. The venue was great, and the Dark Star Orchestra. If they're ever in and around you, I would definitely give them a check out. The tickets weren't too expensive, and they're probably one of the best Dead cover bands I've seen. So the singer was fantastic, dude. Stan,
where was this in the city?
It was in it was in Westchester. It was in Portchester, Capitol Theater.
Wow. Woof.
Yeah, but Stan, you would see the singer, and you'd be like, oh, it's just some dude like. Living in his mom's basement. And then he started singing.
Your normal deadhead.
Started singing. I was like, oh my God, this guy's fantastic. You didn't even expect, I thought he was lip syncing at first. Like, this dude, it does not make sense that he sings like this. The way he looks, just like, holy shit. This guy was a fantastic singer. It was a fantastic event.
All right. My what I saw. Tim, I can't get enough of it. I've been singing it the whole. I'm a swerve in that corner. Whoa.
He is playing at Rolling Loud, Stan.
This is the greatest song ever. The Ball family is back. Melo's leading all-star voting. Lonzo's getting some finally back from his
playing
injury.
Playing some minutes.
Jello's on the charts, baby.
He's playing Rolling Loud, Stan.
Playing at Rolling Loud.
They got Jello on the day of Saturday set list if anyone's got tickets.
Dude, I want someone to frickin'... There, if anyone's watched The Wire, there's a scene where Marlowe is at the rim shop, and I forget which song was playing. It was a very popular song. If someone can edit Jello's song
in that corner
into that, just a slow fade of that song, that'd be the greatest thing I think anyone will ever make. Like, that is...
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. Apparently Lonzo helped him write some of the lyrics, too. Like, that was on the... Yeah. Hey, what, they're blasting it. The Cavs are playing it after they won. The Bulls are playing in warm-ups.
That corner, whoa.
Ross singing it on live stream after they won. I mean, everyone's playing it.
Literally, Dan Campbell broke the huddle. He's like, all right, let's just celebrate. Have a great time. Together, three, together. Somebody play that Jello. Someone play that Jello.
Did you see that news reporter? He was like, yeah, the icy roads. If you hit this, if you hit a turn on a fest, you might swerve in that corner. Whoa.
Whoa.
Come on.
This is the greatest. Like, there's.
What a way to start 2025. God. I'm waiting for new people to drop. You know, oh, we'll never get a new Frank Ocean album.
Outstreams Lil Baby.
It's crazy.
He's
going to outstream Drake. I mean, this guy's got everyone playing it. It's insane.
LeVar was right. LeVar was right.
I will
right.
never doubt that, man. He was right about everything. He was right about everything. He said, my three boys are going to make it big. You were right. They made it
You're
big.
You're right, son. You're right. I also saw another TikTok.
What is he up to now? Justin. Wait, what is he up to now? I haven't heard or seen anything from LeVar in a while.
Yeah. All his boys made it big. Yeah, they don't need to do nothing
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly. He's
just
Come
hanging
on,
out.
Man. There you go. You're right.
Triple B's. I mean, Triple B's is over, but...
One's a rapper.
Yeah, definitely. I also saw a TikTok the other day of
I saw,
Big
I saw the same thing you saw. Come on, what are you doing? Three, five big booms. Dude, come on.
No, we're so sorry to hear about your brother that passed away. He gets five big booms.
It's a boom incident.
gets a five boom salute.
The lore on them are going crazy right now. Everyone, like, I saw so much stuff. It's like breaking. It's like insider sources telling me the Rizzler's going to break off and do his own thing and wants a trade from, like, I was just getting some, like, basketball. It was ridiculous.
Where was the one that I just sent my cousin?
You know
the
Rizzler's Pete's phone background? Yeah. It's him and Jimmy Kimmel sitting in the chair.
Breaking: Big Justice arrested after operating 17 illegal strip clubs.
It's just they're a joke. I don't even, and the fact that they're still and probably will be big for a long time, which is crazy to me, is just insane. Like.
I'm a swerve in that corner. Whoa.
They're probably in the next song.
Just hold on a second. I can't. It's so
good.
The
Big Justice feature.
You imagine? Oh my God.
I mean,
God.
The Rizzler's got a few songs. He might as well jump in.
Yeah, he might as well jump in. That was insane. When that song with the Rizzler came out, I was sort of the characters get more obscure.
It's so funny because everyone's everyone hates on AJ and Justice, and then everyone's like, the Rizzler, the Rizzler.
I love how we're 22-year-old men talking about a lore of
it's Pete's phone background. I mean, we got it at this point.
That is, you're right. You're not wrong. Look at what I just said to you. Jesus Christ.
Just absurd. Let me see. It's loading.
I message. I can't. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram. God damn, I'm a swerve in that corner.
Make that the intro song. Let's see if we get the rights for that.
That's gonna wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube, like our videos on YouTube, leave a comment on our videos. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
Five stars
only, and we will see you guys
next week.
Tuesday
probably. Next week, yeah.
Tuesday, we'll have a national championship set. We'll have divisional rounds all ready to go.
Hopefully, the Isles and Rangers will be winning at that point. Probably not.
Hopefully, the Rangers make a trade at least.
We'll see something. I'm sure the Isles won't do anything, but
they won't do anything.
They brought 12 forwards on a road trip. By the way, they don't have any scratch. They don't have any healthy scratch. Like, everyone's hurt. They didn't call anyone up, so they have 12 forwards on a road trip. So if someone gets hurt, like, they're gonna run 11 forwards and set, like, maybe defenseman up. So we'll see what happens.
See how that goes. All right, peace out, guys. Peace out.